Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Who do you think was the least talented person on The Bert Show?
Let's see.
Wait, specify total cast or main cast?
Like everybody who was ever on staff, I guess in studio.
Like talented in terms of like on-air personality or just like at their job?
At their job, which could be on-air.
Yeah, depending on who you pick.
I have an answer and I don't think I can say it.
Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. We are a group of people who met at a job that we all don't have anymore. We used to work on one of Atlanta's biggest radio shows. I'm Abby. I'm joined by Jackson.
Hello.
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hi.
And I'm joined by Mikey.
I need a dongle for my dongle.
There's been a lot of dongle talk before the recording started.
Yeah, it's a lot of high-level conversation. So if you're new to the podcast, gear up and get ready. I don't know that your brain is ready for all the vocab we're about to throw your way. But this episode, we are celebrating our dear friend Rebecca's 39th birthday.
Woo! Yeah, 1 year from 40. 40, Florty, and Fruving, or whatever the fuck. No, I'm 32, Fruving. And I'm very young. That's
thousand.
Basically 32,000 BC.
Well, we got to address that you look like you're working for like UPS's competitor or something. What? You look like you're delivering packages.
FedEx? You can say UPS, but not the competitor. I'm wearing a Zombie Donuts hat, which is from Athens, Georgia, where my sister used to work. And I'm wearing like a sweatshirt because I have been just moving all kinds of BS in and out of my new apartment. I basically bought all of IKEA today, and then I got caught in the rain coming back to my apartment after picking up food. I have been sweating 24/7. I feel like I am a disgusting sewer rat, and now I look like one. Yay!
Can I put together some of your IKEA furniture?
My mom actually put it all together because honestly, I think putting together IKEA furniture is one of her special interests. It's like,
do you ever even consider me anymore?
I thought we were friends.
You know what? I have my final thing, which is the hardest thing, the dresser. The dresser is the worst thing to put together from IKEA. So if you want to come take a stab at the dresser, please be my pal.
I would love to take a crack at that. Also, you did ask me like a couple months ago a specific date to help you move, and I ignored that text.
Oh, yeah, you did.
On accident. That was an accident. I would have done it, but I'm a busy man.
Just by the way.
She said she'd like give me beer or something.
I know, pizza and beer. Well, yeah, I was quoted how much I would like have to pay to move because I had a storage center and I had a house with all my stuff, and it was to the tune of $1,200. So I decided I'm going to do it myself, and I'm going to ask every man I know, except I don't think I asked Jackson.
No, I would have promptly said, fuck off, absolutely not.
You're smarter than that.
And Jackson's not really a man. He's more of a concept.
What? Yeah, I've got a 2D face, and I'm a concept.
Yeah, you got low contrast, man. I can't even see you in this dimension.
He's a concept of a plan of a man. No, I had the family boyfriends stepped in and did what they had to do. I forgot how bad moving is. It's so hard.
I've been telling y'all.
It's not fun. And I mean, soon it'll be fun, I think. But so far, not fun.
I've moved on average over once a year since I graduated college.
God, that's crazy.
I think the problem must be because you guys have accrued so many things. So whenever I moved in here, it was a ball.
Yeah.
We had beers and cleaned the floor and just moved in.
Every single time I have moved, it is shocking how you never really clock how things come in. Like, you're ordering stuff on Amazon, I'll go home to my parents' house and I might pick something up there. Like, who knows what happens throughout the months. And then when you're moving, you're like, where did all of this come from? Mm-hmm. Because it's not like I need any of it. It's not like I use it all on the day-to-day basis. It's honestly shocking how fast stuff accumulates over time.
I didn't realize how many clothes I had. I rent 95% of my clothes. I have stuff filled up in my closet upstairs, and then there's a second closet down here that just has piles and piles of stuff that I don't even really use because I don't want to walk the three floors to go get them.
Yeah. No, it's wild. And I did a huge audit of all my stuff because I moved into a pretty small apartment. It's 650 square feet, which is not too bad for me, but it doesn't have a lot of storage. But I finally got almost everything in because I can tell you, I woke up bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
I don't want to know about that bushiness going on over there.
Did you go back to girls?
Bushy-eyed and bright-tailed.
No. I showed up very excited to move in on my first day, and we moved the biggest thing that I own and the thing that would make it feel like I'm living here, the couch, into the apartment. And guess what? It doesn't fit, and I had to get rid of it.
Wait, you tried every possible thing.
Doesn't fit through the door or doesn't fit in the living room?
It doesn't fit through the door. They
but
tried
you guys did
everything.
The whole rotation thing?
Oh, yeah. Pivot friends.
Took
bullshit.
Off the leg, took off the feet and the legs.
All of it. We did everything.
Sawed it in two.
We sawed it in
solderized
two.
It.
Yeah.
Sodomized it.
We burned it up. No, it's because my entryway is like, there's a wall immediately. So you don't have like a ton of like breadth.
You have to turn like instantly?
Yes. So it's like
you
have
taking
a little
out that
space.
Wall.
I will knock it down. It's concrete, but I think I have the power. Just like telekinetically.
Just compact drill.
Is this the couch that you've been paying basically rent for the last 3 years?
Yes, it is. Literally the only reason I was even, oh my God, I didn't even think about that, Jackson. That's the only reason I had that storage center was because of that big ass fucking couch.
So,
and it's not even here.
I can't directly relate, but I know my parents can. So after we moved out of our old house, they had one of those, you know, some houses have that living room that no one actually ever sits in unless you have special guests over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where all like your fancy, expensive like furniture goes. But
the drawing room.
Yes. Like you never use it. So
do you call that the den or the living room?
It's like the sitting room.
We always called it the living room, and then where we actually hung out, we always called that the family room.
That's what never made any sense, is the living room is where nobody goes.
Yeah.
It's the non-living room.
Yeah.
So we had one of those, and then when we moved out of that house, there was like a transition period between the new house being built and when it was going to be finished and us being able to move in. So my parents spent all this, like, because that furniture was super nice, so they spent all this money, like, putting it all away in storage, like, it was great, and they were very excited about it, because my mom loved those pieces. Nobody put together that the new house is a totally different style. And so all of that furniture just did not remotely match the vibe of the new house. So they paid a lot for storage too, and then just had to get rid of all of it, which sucked.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So at least my parents understand what you're going through.
Well, what'd you do with it? You threw it away?
No, it was like sold or given away.
What'd you do, Rebecca?
It's back in my parents' basement where my younger sister is going to take it once she graduates, which it could have been in the basement this whole time. I didn't have to be paying $100 a fucking month. My God.
For years.
Literally.
That's
Jesus
so
Christ.
Funny.
Yeah, but it's cool. I have one chair from IKEA, the flimsiest chair in IKEA that I've
for
been just sitting on.
Wait, that's for me, you said?
From IKEA.
From IKEA.
Oh, okay. I was like, What are you talking about? No. Rebecca, you didn't save me a chair.
No, I've run up my my bill, though. My credit card bill is like going to be astronomical this month because I've got two chairs coming and I've got a couch and then I'll feel like I'm alive. I'm living again. I can sit Woo-hoo. And watch TV. And honestly, the first night, I basically had an anxiety attack. Like
the first
to go to
night,
sleep.
The first night in a new apartment is so eerie.
Yeah,
it was terrifying. It was horrible. Because I was like, honestly, moving has just shown me the depths that untreated, unmedicated mental illness and OCD, how far it can truly go. Because it's like, I am so intolerant to change. Even change that's like really exciting and fun, I'm still feeling like there's just doom and gloom around me. And one of the things I was really nervous about was sound. And if like my neighbors would be respectful and nice. And if they, I don't know, if I was going to like be able to sleep at night. And the first night, it was a Saturday, and I could hear the most almost imperceptible like bass from music being played somewhere in the building. And it was so light that Kyle sleeping next to me was like, I don't even hear it, but I could hear it. And it was literally drilling a hole in my brain. I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to sleep ever again. This is it. I've made a huge mistake. I am fucked for living here. And then
that's sign number one that you're going to call the cops on everybody through your life.
No.
If something like that bothers you, you're going to keep on calling.
To be fair, like when you do move into a new spot, that is one thing that you would never be able to suss out by a tour or talking to even like talking to people. Like you don't know how it's going to be actually and who your neighbors are.
So yeah,
I get that. I mean, mm-hmm. but I will recommend a white noise machine will go mm-hmm. a long way.
No, I literally that morning, like overnighted, foam earplugs, one of those like sleeping masks that plays Bluetooth music. And I was like, if it ever happens again, I'm set. And then last night it didn't happen until 7 a.m. for some reason. And then I heard it again and I was like, fuck,
who's having an all night rave?
Honestly, I think it's like what I've learned is that concrete is really good at like keeping noise out except for vibrations. So it's like if you have bass playing, it's you can kind of hear it, but it's really quiet. So it doesn't bother me too much. It was just that first night when I was so on edge. I think it just like really got to me. But otherwise, it's been great.
You ever wake up and it takes you a second to figure out where you are? That happened to me constantly. Like, I think, like, there's, like, three places I could be right now, and I'm in none of them.
Well, once you get some, like, decorations up on the wall and stuff, and it starts feeling more like your place is when all of those feelings will quickly go away.
I literally think the second I have a couch in my place, I will feel full again. I will, like, be rejuvenated. It's just that couch, not having a couch, it makes me feel rejuvenated. It's making me feel like a part of me is missing.
Also, when you don't have all the furniture in there, everything is a little more like echoey, like when you're walking around and you're hearing stuff. So the more stuff you have in there, the better it'll be.
Yes, but I love my place. I love the location. I've actually met like a number of my neighbors. There's like three people moving in at the same time as that I am, which is really interesting. But everyone's been like super nice and friendly. So that's been great.
That's awesome.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Rebecca, it's your birthday, and you had mentioned that you would like to play a good old-fashioned game, a sip or spill. Is that right?
I want to play a game.
Okay.
Sorry, can you skip this?
Rebecca with the timely Saw reference.
Yes. Dick Saw is always relevant.
We were trying to figure out what would... You don't drink, and generally sip or spill, I believe sip is referring to taking a drink of alcohol, which you refuse to do.
Yeah.
So what have you come up with as another punishment?
I think you had an idea, and it was something about texting random contacts in my phone if I refused to answer a question.
Jackson, you want to tell the folks at home about text or delete?
Yeah, I don't know where this idea came from. It might have been my fiance's idea. One time we went over to Mikey's place with his lovely lady, and we spent the evening making a drunk Jenga game, which I don't know if you guys have ever played that before, but it's you buy a set of Jenga, and then on each of the blocks, you write like a little challenge. It's supposed to be like a fun party drinking game. Some of them are like, take a drink, give a drink, very simple things. And other ones are funny, like brush your teeth or pour your drink into a bowl and stuff like that. And so one of them that we did was called Text or Delete, where you pull up your contacts and you randomly swipe up and down through the whole thing and you stop on one contact, and whoever it is, you either have to send them a text or you have to delete the contact for good.
That's funny.
And it makes for a lot of weird conversations that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Exactly. Okay.
So are I'm you into on board, that. Rebecca?
Also, sip or spill. We're asking her questions. If she refuses to answer, she must text or delete. It's a game inside of a game, a riddle trapped inside an enigma.
Oh,
let's go.
All right.
How many questions am I facing? There has to be a limit.
I mean,
I think I got about 20.
Great.
I have one that I want to ask, and the other one is like whatever.
Okay.
But so someone else can start if they want to. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, Rebecca, your first question for our text and or delete. What is your biggest ick about your boyfriend Kyle?
I knew it was going to be about Kyle.
Let's Kyle. See,
my biggest ick. I immediately have two.
Oh,
one of them I had to recently tell him he needs to change because he's moving in soon. When he washes his face, or like at night when he's just getting ready for bed, like washing his face or brushing his teeth, he leaves so much water on the sink. And that grosses me out so bad. I hate it when like items on the sink, like your soap, are wet on the bottom. I had to tell him like, stop it, please, please stop it. That's number one. I don't think I have to give another one. I think that's fine.
Well, you disclosed
That's actually worse.
Yeah.
No cliffhangers.
Okay. Number two. It's not that bad.
Number twos.
It's in way he poo-poos. No, it's not that, because he would never do that in front of me because I can't even handle burping.
You guys got to get past that.
One day, ASAP, yeah. Maybe. When he helps me move and he's like carrying stuff and like bringing stuff in and working, he will get a plumber crack and he won't realize it. And I'm like, Kyle. My parents can see your butt. Pull your pants up.
That's horrifying.
He does not realize he's got like butt cleavage showing as he's like carrying my couch like up into the U-Haul. So that's number two. That's it.
Did you tell him that?
I walked up behind him and went and just hiked his pants up. Yeah, I did.
Would you get rid of the podcast altogether if it meant that you got 50,000 followers on Instagram?
Yes. She definitely is going to take that.
No, she wouldn't.
She's taking that.
I heard like there's a specific minimum number of followers you need on Instagram to be able to make a living off of it. And I think it's 100K. So no, it has to be 100.
Well, 50 would be like a really good step towards growing to 100.
Yeah, but not if the universe is just giving her the 50K because she got rid of the podcast. She'd have to get rid of something else.
That's true. Exactly. I guess in my head, it's 50,000 people who are following you for you. Like, it's not just random people because you can just buy those.
It depends how high your engagement rate is, because also I know people who have six-figure followers and they can't make money off of their social media. Like, mm-hmm. It really just depends.
Honestly, if I got 50K followers magically, I would just slowly lose every single one of them like I am right now with the followers I got from the Burke Show.
I think it's time for a little text or delete here. So, Rebecca, how much money is in your bank account right this very second?
Oh my God.
$4.
That's crazy. And you have to show us your screen.
$5,000 in checking. And then the rest is in a high yield savings account.
How much is in the rest?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Pull it up.
More.
Yeah. Give us the net worth.
I can't give you my net worth. I have stock.
I'm just gonna chat GPT it. Like, ChatGPT, what do you think Rebecca's net worth is?
I can
tell you. How much money do you have in VTI?
No, I have enough to live month to month and pay my rent and my bills, my checking. And then I don't know what's in my savings because I don't try to look at it. But hopefully a lot.
Money bags.
She's like, that's none of my business.
That's none of my business.
You have two sisters, right? I don't know why I think you have three sisters.
I have two. And then I have like an honorary sister. So I have Addie and Sammy, who are my younger sisters, who are by birth. And then I have Asia, who is a honorary sister, who is basically my youngest sister, Sammy's best friend.
Okay. Bed, wed, dead. Your sisters.
What? You want me to have sex with my sisters?
What? That is not where I expected that to go.
What the fuck? What kind of Game of Thrones bullshit is this? Okay. Well, I'm going to bed Asia because I'm not related to her.
Smart.
Good answer.
God, you know what? It's so hard between Addie and Sammy because they have positives and cons. Addie is a lawyer who's making a ton of money, but also she's very hard-headed and stubborn and scares me. Sammy, though, is a psychologist and could give me free therapy and will also make probably a good amount of money. So I'm going to marry Sammy because I think she would give me free mental health like advice and would make a lot of money. And I'm going to kill Addie because she's too stubborn and we would have a very unhappy home.
You don't think it'd be tough to live with a, what'd you say, physiological person?
A psychologist.
What is that? Psychologist?
A psychologist. It'd be tough to fuck your sister.
Jesus.
Oh, then she can put you through therapy.
Yeah, true. Aww.
A few weeks ago, you told us a story about how you went and toured this fancy new apartment that you moved into, and you had a bit of a crash out when they refused to send you the application.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up ruining you and Kyle's entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you actually still went and saw the band that Kyle's friend's band was playing that day.
Yes.
And the whole point of you guys being out was to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
You said you had a bit of a crash out.
Mm-hmm.
And when we asked, did you end up going to that show, you sketchily defensively said yes and quickly moved on. Were you telling the truth?
We also asked what kind of show, and she was like, oh, it was like a play EDM, you know, like a sword fight, you know, like a like Pokemon. Or
my
something.
God.
You know, emo music, rap, trap, jazz.
Bowling competition?
Jesus Christ. Well, I did. I went. I was not lying. Okay. I was there. I was in a sourpuss mood and probably ruined everyone's time, but I was there.
Okay. All right.
What would you say is the most egotistical thing you did during your illusion of fame on the Burt Show?
Illusion of fame is crazy.
I mean, that's extremely easy. I solicited a fan to crash me and Kyle's date and act like I was super famous to impress him. That's like the most egotistical thing I think that can be done.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
That was fun. Shout out her. She was amazing.
Shout out her.
I can't remember her name. I think it's Katie. It's Katie.
Dear God.
Shout out Katie.
She's still stuck in her delusion.
Yeah, the fame has gone to her head.
Who cares about the fans' name?
No. It was Katie.
This is all me.
Thank you, okay. Katie.
I have one that's definitely going to make you text or delete or whatever.
Okay. Oh, God.
Whatever this game that we're playing is.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the least talented person on the Burt Show?
Let's see.
Wait, specify total cast or main cast?
Like everybody who was ever on staff, I guess in studio.
Like talented in terms of like on air personality or just like at their job?
At their job, which could be on air.
Yeah, depending on who you pick.
I have an answer and I don't think I can say it. I can't say it. So I got to text and delete.
Text or delete.
Good job, Abby. Good job.
You join us today for text or delete. Yes, it's text or delete. Oh, it's text or delete.
All right, go on my contacts.
Come on, jump in here. We're trying to
hold your phone
drive
up
a little
and just scroll.
We got to see it. Yeah. We'll tell you when to stop.
Yeah, let's scroll down a little bit. Scroll up, scroll down, scroll up, scroll down.
Scroll, 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 scroll. Stop. What's your thumb on?
Eileen. She is my sister's really good friend. She's very sweet.
Come on, Eileen.
Bro, wait. It's so funny. She has that as a tattoo. And I'm like, girl, the implications.
What is that song about?
What is the implications of
what?
Come on
Eileen? I know what you mean. Come on, Eileen.
Yeah, I'm like, you want to put come on Eileen on your fucking body? That's crazy. That's funny. Yeah.
Are you going to text her or are you going to delete her?
That's the play.
Well, do you guys tell me what to text?
Yes.
We should say, come on, rule. Eileen.
No, standard rule.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. So
you want to text?
Right. Text her.
I'll text her.
And just say, come on, Eileen.
Yeah, come on, okay. Eileen.
Oh, it's green.
Oh,
did she block you?
You've been deleted.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I see it.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Do you think ever in the history of this game, someone has texted someone that has already deleted them from the other side?
Probably.
Like they both played text and delete and...
Oh, no, not in that sense, that they both played the game.
And happened to land on each other. All right, whose turn is it?
I said my two.
Okay, I have a bunch of quick fire ones. Can I hit you with them?
Sure.
All right, lightning round of text or delete. Rebecca, would you rather be a bug or a mug?
A bug.
Would you rather stink or turn pink?
Stink.
Would you rather look like Flo Rida and be yourself or look like Adolf Hitler and be Flo Rida?
What the fuck?
What the hell?
Look like Flo Rida and be myself.
Okay. That one seems like a pretty, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a fish or see a fish
that
looks like Adolf Hitler?
I see a fish that looks like Adolf Hitler. I would eat it.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy.
I would make
would
it.
Would you help me? Would you help me with my math homework?
I would be really bad at it, but I could offer support.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. No further questions, Your Honor. You passed.
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Thank you, guys.
I don't know
what
that had to do with your birthday, but there it is.
Yeah, it was my birthday gift that I asked for specifically.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So it may be my birthday and that's why I get the right to cry or whatever the fucking phrase is. What is it? What is it?
It's my birthday.
It's my party
and I'll
cry. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. And I am crying. I'm crying right now because I'm feeling a lot of FOMO because two of you didn't invite me to something. And then second of all, had the audacity to take a selfie of you guys doing stuff together and send it to me and rub it in my face with your girlfriends who I love and am friendly with as well. So
I love how you're saying two of you as if it could be anybody except for Jackson and Mikey.
Yeah.
You know? We were on our way to meet up. We were going to the Bill Burr show at the Tabernacle. I had some free tickets through the radio station, and you had texted us something, and we both kind of ignored it for a couple hours.
Well,
classic.
We have a very small group message with the three of us, and we have gone to trivia a lot together in the past, and Thursdays is the night for trivia, and for whatever reason, over the last like month and a half, every single week, Rebecca says, trivia? And... one of us has something going on that causes it to not happen. So we've been punting this thing over and over and over again. And then wasn't this on a Thursday night?
I believe so.
It must have been. Because why else would I text you guys?
Yeah.
So true. So true. So she sends her obligatory trivia text, and we just kind of ignored it. And then when we met up, Mikey was like, oh, shit, we never told Rebecca yes or no to trivia for tonight.
To add cherries on top of this thing is we were in Margaritaville. Yeah. We took a picture inside of Margaritaville to send to Rebecca.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Margaritaville. Not a great establishment.
Mm. It was really lacking the other day, but I have faith. They can get back up there. I think it has potential. They got a big chair in there. It's good stuff.
I didn't want to make a fuss about this, but there was a fly in my margarita.
No.
Ew.
Well, that's, come on, man. That's island life. How else is it supposed to be genuine?
Yeah. Extra protein.
The crux of what happened this night, you know, show was great. Everything was fun. There was one part where there's no way around it. I got scammed out of $31.
Oh, wow.
That's really what it boils down to. Would you agree with that, Jackson?
Yeah. I mean, all of us, to be honest, got fully bamboozled.
Yeah. So we're standing in line, which is incredibly long, to get into the Tabernacle to see the show. And it's the longest line I've ever seen at the Tabernacle, like all the way around the corner, all the way down the street. But line moving pretty quickly. So it's kind of just a stop and go. You got to be paying attention so you're not like creating a huge gap. Meanwhile, we just had a couple of margaritas. We're ready for another drink. And there's some fellers walking down the road with coolers. And we said, hey, I mean, I don't think I've ever bought a beer from a guy on the side of the road. But it was something I've always been interested in.
For sure illegal, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am surprised they didn't get run out of there quicker. But I saw they had like Coors Light or whatever, and I was like, "This is I think this is a good idea." So, the guy pulls his cooler up. We say, "Hey, we'll take a couple of Coors Lights, if you please." He gives us all four Coors Lights, four of us, four beers, and then he has shooters as well. Jackson, I think you were the one that was like, "Hey, let's get a couple of Fireball shooters."
Yeah.
Well, how could that hurt?
Right. That's exactly. I was like, "Ah, let's grab a couple more." Like, and keep in mind, there's also someone coming down the line handing out wristbands for people so that they can get like do an ID
drinks
check
inside
before they get to the front. So then they give you like your 21 plus wristband as well for like once you actually get into the venue. And so right as we're stopped at this guy with the cooler is when this person also was trying to take our IDs. And now there's like a little bit of a gap forming between us and the line because the line has kind of moved. And so it's all kind of crazy. And the guy is just like saying Cash App or cash. And none of us had Cash App, so then we're like kind of flailing back and forth, and we're like, all right, beers, sure, shooters, we'll take some Fireball, sure.
I had also asked, like, how much is this? And he was kind of not answering me yet. And we get four beers, and then now we get into the shooter conversation. He just starts taking these things out, like just piles of them. And we're like, oh my gosh, like there's like at least 15 shooters right there. We don't need that at all. But for some reason, we were going to accept it.
I'm holding five in my hand, like a literal handful of these things.
So it's such an incredible amount. I go, how much is this? And he goes, just give me everything you got.
Oh my God.
And I'm so stressed out that I'm like, okay, just take the money. We got to catch up in line. And I had $31, as it turns out. And then he takes the money. We're holding all of our loot. And he goes, all right, now who's paying for the shooters? And we're like, what?
No.
Come on, man.
Bro. Yeah.
And so it's at that juncture is whenever I should have said, take everything back. We're going to try this again with a different guy with a cooler because this whole thing has gone to shit and I don't want to pay $30, $31 for four beers. Unfortunately, it was too stressful a moment. And so I was just like, we don't want the shooters. Take the money. Give us the beer. It was ring around the rosy.
And so I hand him like back the handful and he takes all of them. I thought he was going to like leave a couple behind. And then he just pockets all the cash and then moves on.
Oh my God.
Whoa. My God.
It was. And I guess that's the hustle. It's just like, give me everything you got after you have your arms like full of stuff. And all you can, like, it's, you can't count out money or anything. It's just like, take it, go. Yeah.
Genuinely stressful.
Exactly. And it was a situation that I will not fall for again. Mm. My first question will be, how much is one beer?
Yeah.
And then we can go from there.
$8 but, for a street Coors was not worth it.
It was pretty crazy. It was delicious, though. I will admit.
It did hit.
Delicious beer.
You're an easy mark.
I guess so. I don't like to be. It will never happen again. I vow. I vow that.
This
it
is
will
like
not when happen again.
You're gonna go to Paris and they're gonna put a friendship bracelet on you and you're gonna be like, I love it. And then they're gonna they're gonna like take you for everything you're worth.
Thank you.
That is
Thank
the scam, you. Which is yeah. so odd.
I
do
know.
You know the one in do you know the one in New Orleans? It's like, where'd you get your shoes? And somehow, if you don't answer it correctly, I forget the exact wording. If you don't answer it correctly, somehow they get your shoes.
Is it?
Does anyone want to?
Is a warlock scamming people? And you just have to know the proper answer to the riddle, otherwise your shoes disappear?
Do we want to look this up real quick and close it out on that? Because I swear this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Where is the warlock in New Orleans? Is it on Bourbon Street?
Looking up the witch in New Orleans who steals your shoes.
What's the like your shoes scam?
The sneaker scam.
Maybe they
on
ask
your
you
feet
to.
Is the answer.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to say on your feet.
What?
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 On your feet is the answer. I just say I'm local and walk away. All right. I'm going to try that. They will clean your footwear. Notice I didn't say shoes specifically. Talk to you. And then tell you you got them on your feet and demand money. I'm not sure how this one works out at the end of the day, but I think they get your shoes.
Oh, no. It's that they say, I bet I can guess where you got your shoes.
But I think that's a different one, too.
Oh.
That's the one that we're thinking of is you're supposed to say on your feet. And I think if you say something else like Kohl's, they say, then give them.
There's no way.
The most shocking part of this story is that they would want to steal your shoes from Kohl's specifically.
I yeah, I just don't think a criminal is like, answer my riddles three.
New Orleans is a different place, I'm telling
you. Yeah, it's a warlock, Rebecca. It's a warlock, not
sorry,
a thief.
Sorry. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. As always, you can email us your office drama at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us at Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram.
Pioneer.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.